opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio App. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio App. Download it for free in the App Store.
Yo, I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. Yo. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. What? And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth, because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said. All right, now. So, this episode is called Cinnamon Rolls. I love cinnamon rolls. You know, it's like this sticky, icky, soft and gooey, very flavorful pull apart. That's what it is. A cinnamon roll is a sticky, icky, sweet pull apart. Sweet pull apart. And it's nothing like homemade cinnamon rolls. Homemade cinnamon rolls, if you know how to make them, if you have a loved one that loves you enough to actually go in there and take the time to put the yeast and all the ingredients together and let the dough rise and then go back and cook it and then, you know, make the frosting and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's an art. It's a skill set to making cinnamon rolls. And I've went to these places before where they had these huge cinnamon rolls. And the first thing you do when you get this fresh, hot, huge cinnamon roll is you want to share it, right? So you get this big cinnamon roll, and the ideal is to share it and, you know, and pull it apart. So you pull pieces apart, and you always know that the center is going to be like the most stickiest, the most full of sugar, because it's just a lot of content that's stuck right there at the center in the middle. You know, it's like, we're going to split that part right there up and we're going to cut it a little bit because, you know, it's full of all the sweetness, all of the calories, all the diabetes and shit. It's all right there in that middle piece. You know, it's just the last little bit after you've unraveled everything and pulled your pieces apart. So I said it to say, because now I'm thinking about a damn cinnamon roll. I don't like the store-bought ones. I don't like the store-bought cinnamon rolls. The store-bought cinnamon rolls, they, for some reason, I don't roll them right, or it's just something doesn't go all the way right. Like, the best way to eat store-bought or frozen pre-made cinnamon rolls is to eat them not all the way done. Maybe that's what the fuck I did. Excuse me. That's what I did. I must have burnt them before, because I did cook some and they were kind of soft. But then when you go back, they're hard. I don't know how to preserve cinnamon rolls. I don't know how to, you know, do that with the frozen content ones. I don't know if it's the extra shit that's in there. I don't know. So anyway, you know, I was thinking about cinnamon rolls because, I was trying to make some, and for some reason, I just been burning everything I tried to cook. I messed up a bunch of shit on Thanksgiving, and that's fine. Then I was cooking the next week after, and I have never in my black life burnt macaroni And I did. I actually burnt the macaroni and had to scrub the pot for like 15, 20 minutes. It was unbelievable. I could not believe I did it. I don't know if it was the exercise of it or what I needed to learn. I'm like, damn. And, you know, the way I did it was I literally stepped away for just a few minutes because I knew that the pasta was almost done, yet I decided to step away. And as I stepped away, I got super distracted. Like, my ADD is so off the chain now. I mean, this chick, when I go back to the doctor, she's going to have to give me something. I mean, it's getting so bad. I just don't remember what the fuck I was doing 5 minutes ago. And I get distracted. But I have to write it down because I am talking about cinnamon rolls. I am talking about sweet pull apart, taking my fucking messages apart, and you all in my inbox because you think it's about you. It's a sweet pull apart. She's like, you know what? She talking about dashboards. She talking about the kitty. And somehow my arrogant narcissistic ass needs to make this shit about me. You know, I need to make sure that everything going on in this woman's personal life has something to do with me. No, the fuck, it don't. I'm sure there are parts that are spot on. There are some times when I am talking about somebody, but I'm not going to put you out there and say your name. You'd have to really piss me off for me to call your name. Because that's, you know, for me to say your name is to really say that you have that much attention or space in my head, you know, or that you've got that much, you know, that you actually are getting a whole fuck out of me if I mention your name. And, you know, I always say I got zero fucks. I give zero fucks. So if I say I give zero fucks, then I would be lying if I mention your name, because then you would be getting one of them. And most of the time, some of the stuff that I say is really insignificant into my life for the most part. Like, I moved on, I've grown. And so I'm speaking from a life lesson point of view. Like, hey, I can talk about this because I've done it, graduated, and I survived. I survived a raggedy relationship. I've survived a marriage. I've survived kids. I've, you know, all these things that I've done, I've survived. So I'm able to talk about this shit. But, you know, cinnamon rolls, sweet pull aparts, you know. And when I think about pull aparts, I think about the reason why we got to have insurance. And then I think about how Geico just, you know, took this large chunk of damn insurance out of my account. And I'm like, why is it so high? I haven't had a wreck lately. I hadn't even had a ticket lately. And, you know, so I was reading on there their little disclaimer as to why, you know, rates just might have went up just because other shit, because other motherfuckers can't drive. And, you know, maybe they're doing some road workers. The location you live, they don't have the safest roads and shit. So your shit goes up. They actually have a disclaimer that says that. But I'm thinking about insurance when I talk about pull aparts, because, you know, now they don't, they total your car immediately. Because they make more money off of selling parts. So they take this savage yard and they take the broke shit down and, you know, they sell your shit in pieces and they make a lot more money that way. You know, like, yeah, let's go ahead and buy this car and then we're going to sell the fucking horn. We're going to sell this, or we're auctioning off. Whichever way they need to do it, they're going to make more money. And then I think about how you need insurance just to go to the doctor because, you know, they're going to pull apart your ass as well. You know, you go into the doctor and you say, you know what, I've been snoring. And they're like, oh, okay. Is this new? Yeah. Well, have you done anything different? No. Okay, so you snoring. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit my homeboy up and get you a sleep study. I want you to go see a gastroenterologist because I think it's something going on with your stomach. I want you to go see a cardiologist. And these are all my motherfucking homeboys, but I ain't gonna tell you that. I want you to go see a cardiologist because, you know, this could be something to do with your blood pressure and all this other shit. And then while you at it, I want you to go see an EENT, which is the ear, eyes, nose, throat doctor, whatever the fuck. I want you to go see that dude too, because I want him to check some shit out. So now what happens, he just pulled your ass apart from one fucking problem. Oh, and don't forget, I'm going to go ahead and need you to draw and give us about 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bottles of blood. So that we could test you for a whole bunch of other shit. And that's all I really wanted you to do. I really want you to just listen to my problem and make it go away. But instead, you've created a whole nother problem. Sometimes when I go to the cardiologist, this nigga want to keep me on some blood pressure medicine and say, you need this, this, and that. And I go to the EENT doctor. He said, you know what? I think you should get some allergy shots. And so we're going to do a series of allergy shots on your back and see what the fuck bothers you. Nick, you bother me, okay? And here it is. This is all pull-aparts. These are the sweet pull-aparts. This is your cinnamon roll. So now, what other doctor am I going to? I'm going to the GI doctor because, you know, it is like, well, now that you're close to 50, we doing colonoscopy, so we going to give you this shit to make you shit and put you to sleep and go up your ass. Oh, okay, this is what we doing now? This is really what we doing now. Then we're going to put you to sleep again another time and go down your throat. Oh, because, you know, we can't get the upper part of your colon and the lower part of your colon at the same time. So we're going to do 2 gigs and we're going to charge you for them. It's just crazy. The pull-aparts. Why you need insurance is for pull-aparts. And then I thought, okay, what else am I needing pull-aparts for? You know, because I'm still trying to get the best homemade thing, you know, this original, this taste of the best, it's fresh, it's hot off the press, you know. Look, y'all didn't think I could do it. I know y'all didn't think I could do it. I could talk about cinnamon rolls, and I hadn't talked about sex yet, 10 minutes in, and you was like, damn, she didn't bring up about one sexual topic. I am a sexual topic. So let me just say this. I had a really, 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 really good discussion the other day. I really did. The guy asked me, now mind you, this is on inbox, Facebook, whatever. And the guy was very arrogant. He was handsome. He kind of had a little arrogant thing about him. He told me, oh, at this age, I don't do this, this, and that. I knew I was older than his ass. And I was just sitting out there letting him talk. About himself. So then he tries to come at me like, look here, little lady. He said, tell me what is your view of success? What is, you know, what do you consider success? Not anybody's, just what is yours? I was like, well, okay. Success is, to me, success is maturity, capsizing the balance of self, time, and growth. I don't know, success can be and probably should be ongoing, like growth. Success is expanding your territory and knowing what to fill it with. And what to remove? He's like, oh, I like that answer. Cool cat. But he said, so what else do you do? I said, I don't do shit. I have a podcast. He said, can I listen? I said, sure, you might not want your kids in the room. He said, oh, good. So I think he listened to it, and then he just kind of blocked me. Fuck him. Sweet pull-aparts, right? At least I think he blocked me. I don't know. I thought we was vibing. But hey, I can't please everybody. And the thing is, a lot of people cannot handle me, my realness, or, you know, this realness of who I am. So then I had another guy ask me. He said, how do you extend your mind. I said, wow, I don't think I've ever had to defend my mind, but let me get, you know, let me take a shot at it. Okay. Let me do a cinnamon roll. Let me do a pull apart. I said, well, my yin and my yang are married. I said, I'm at the optimal temperature. I'm striving and well into balance. I said, I know what my capacity is. And on a daily, I know how to remove that which is not necessary and receive that which what I need, you know, get what you need and take it on a daily. You know, I said, I can't quite eat a whole loaf, so I don't mind the daily bread. And so, you know, he was like, yeah, this is how you defend your mind. I said, yeah, my mind is all over the place. I said, first of all, when you talk about my mind is sex, 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 and I'm sexy. Like everything I do has some kind of sexual orientation to it, some kind of sexual vibe or sexual energy. I like that type of stuff. I like that type of engagement. You know, another question that I was asked today was, what can a man do to make you feel loved? And here comes the cinnamon rolls, right? And I said, now, mind you, is a group of ladies, and all the ladies was talking about, well, he can buy me some flowers, and you know, one lady said he could probably run me a bath. And I thought, I don't really give a shit about none of those. And I started really feeling like, you know, maybe my answer was a little bit on the inadequate side. But let me tell you, as I got to thinking about it, what can a man do for me to make me feel loved? I think it would have to be something like, fuck me with the lights on. You know, and honestly, look at my body. All the imperfections and the scars and the rolls, and him adoring and loving and kissing and touching and rubbing each and every imperfection like it doesn't fucking bother him. I think a way that a man can show me that he loves me is to hold my hand when we walk in public. Everything that we do, he's conscious of my space, where I am in his space. That was like, I was like, I like those things. And then, you know, I got even more with it. I said, maybe more missionary. I said, I'm not knocking, you know, when you're getting it in and you do doggy style. I'm not knocking that. But it has such a whole connotation to it, because when you're missionary and you're kissing and you're eye to eye and that intensity, you know, those are some things that, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, you know, like the lights on, like the face-to-face, like to be seen, like to be adored. You know, was that was the way I answered that question, and I was the only one that answered it very sexually. And I don't know. I'm trying not to be apologetic about me. Trying not to be I'm unapologetic about this cinnamon roll thing. And I call it a cinnamon roll because there's always somebody jumped their ass in my inbox that pulled it apart. And that's fine. You pull what you need. Pull whatever the hell you need. Bite off what you can handle. Bite off what you can chew. That's the way cinnamon rolls work, right? And then I don't know what the hell you do with the middle, with the core, because usually the core of something is too much. You know, like the core of an apple, we don't even eat it. We just throw it out. The core of a lot of things can be weighted down and just, you know, it's too much for your palate. So, yeah. And that is what Tanisha said.
100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
And we did it anyway. The hottest
independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.